Everything would be different right now, too, if I'd been half as paranoid as I am today. Fuck.
Wow.
That was loud.
Marco and I were just having a discussion about that very song.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder, man, working with him was a blessing and a curse on so many levels.
You know, I remember too going to that one random salty show that I saw you in too.
That was a weird one.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
That was a weird, I don't know how I ended up. Again, I answered an ad because that's how mm-hmm. you found musicians.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, one way or another.
That's when you're trying to make it as a musician, pre police officer, when my father was like, all right, go be crazy. Sow your wild oats. Try to be a comedian, musician, dad, a musician, and then come back to me.
It's like my big fat creed quitting, but for cops.
Yeah, that was. Welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Chuck.
Wow, Chuck, you all right over there? Just delivering that kind of. I'm Chuck. Okay.
Is this mic too far away from him? Do you think?
No.
I'm Chuck.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Bring it closer, honey.
Yeah, Chuck, talk sexy to me.
Yeah.
Is this proper placement?
See, there you go.
That's what I'm talking
there
about.
There we go.
You just have to
not talk all night.
Now you have to not yell or scream.
Okay. Now I can finish. Now I can finish. He said, and I'm Chuck.
Cup it like this and hold it firmly.
See, my nipples are hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry I ever discussed this. Lord, I apologize for everything.
I am not, everybody.
Welcome back. Especially welcome home. How was it seeing your child after this long? Matthew. Who is back home with his family? Yes. And only this is like new. This is like 24 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah. No thanks to my fucking Uber driver that got pulled over and his shit impounded and I had to get out.
Full story. And you're on.
Okay, hold on. I realize, Marco, you know what I need? You know what I need here? I have this, right? I have that.
Yeah.
I also have this, you know.
Fantastic.
I need one for Matt that just goes, only you.
Yeah. Only happens to me. And that's why I had to take pictures and put it up on the socials, because otherwise you wouldn't believe me. You wouldn't believe me.
Well, did you take
paint
pictures?
The pictures. Yeah, so paint the picture, buddy. Take us through there.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me get to it. Where's it at?
It's up on my story on the gram. I can send it to you.
Right meow?
I can send you that.
I like that jersey, Chuck.
It'll be up.
The Disneyland jersey?
Hell yeah.
Let me see. Oh, no, it's not.
That's nice.
Fired. It's already been 24 hours. Here, let me pop it over on the mirror. I'll zap those pictures to you right quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got off my flight, went, you know, without incident.
How long was your flight? 6 hours?
Here, sending that one and sending that one. There we go. So, flight was fine. Land, bags. Got the all dialed in. I get out. Order.
Did we lose him?
I think we did.
You know, we're having a storm come through.
Oh, that's right. They're both in. God is trying to kill Southern California. They're finally mad at Southern California enough for all the pedophilia in Hollywood. The Nickelodeon special pushed God too far. Finally raining down hellfire.
Cloud seeding.
On the greater Los Angeles area.
I'm going to try to switch.
Are you back?
My Wi-Fi is being stupid. Right. Hold on.
Oh, wait. Do we have you back?
We did. He's going to try to switch his Wi-Fi right now. See?
Yes.
Wait, I mean, I see.
I saw him moving. You're moving. You're live.
I'm trying to. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, look at you. There is no delay on you right now. I'm so happy. Kurt, just use your fingers. Oh, my. Why is Chuck is always in the chat doing nasty stuff with our watchers.
Right. You go read back up. This dude is like, what butthole is he gonna, what butthole of an animal is he gonna talk about first?
Nasty. All
right. Is that working now?
Yeah, you sound great for now.
Great.
Yeah.
Am I back? Okay.
Yeah. Guess who's back in the.
That was weird.
All right.
Okay. So, how long was your flight?
Okay, so I don't know. It's from Wilmington, North Carolina, into Charlotte. That was like maybe an hour or some shit like that. And then from Charlotte into LAX, I think it was like a little over 5 hours. But I upgraded myself to first class because it was a very nominal fee.
That's what we're looking at here.
So we are now Uber, dude? It was like a Suburban.
Like a fucking Uber with a terrorist.
Yeah, you have to order an Uber Black in order to get picked up curbside.
Now you're just being racist.
Hey man, that's what they call it. Otherwise, you have to schlep your shit on this fucking bus to take you down to a cattle call with fucking the dredges of society to get in a regular Uber. And I'm like, fuck it. Okay, so. This guy picks me up. We're going through the tunnel out of LAX.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And I see the motor cop get up next to us. Mm-hmm. He's looking at this guy. Then he gets behind, and I hear him kick on his siren and everything. I hear him keep going straight, keep going straight. And I go, hey, bro, I think you're getting pulled over. He goes, yeah, it's okay. It's okay, bro.
He's okay.
Bro.
The cop's like, take the next exit, and this motherfucker keeps going straight. I'm like, dude, get off the fucking freeway. Like, quit fucking around here in the car. So he finally gets off the freeway. The cop comes up, and now he's already kind of pissed. And he introduces himself. He was like LA freaking LAX police or whatever, right?
LA Airport Police, yeah.
LA Airport Police, yeah. So he tells him,
ladies and gentlemen, the airport has their own police department in Los Angeles. Okay, get over it.
What is the harbor?
I know.
Yeah. The Hobbit.
Well, I mean, fucking LAX is a fucking city of its own, so.
Yeah. And, like, it's just like how you have, what do they call it? The Port Authority Police in New York and the transit. Yeah, right. New York, it's the same thing.
Anyway, so, moving on. So he tells him, he pulls him over because he was speeding. He was going 45 in a 40. And he goes, I know it sounds kind of petty. He goes, but I couldn't help but notice some of your permits don't look quite right. And I'm like, motherfuck. So he's looking at the guy's stickers on his windshield and talking about the shit on the back. And then he asks him to get out of the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, great. So now they're back there arguing, right? So I take my seatbelt off.
Had the good sense to take photos.
I love you
for taking photos of this encounter.
You should have started talking shit like, arrest that motherfucker.
So I open the door and I say, hey, excuse me, officer. And he goes, I'll be right with you, sir. I said, I'm exiting the vehicle. I just wanted you to be aware of that. And so he's like, what? And I got it out, you know. And I said, I don't know what's going on here. I said, but at this time, I'd really like to get my bags out of this guy's car and just go home. He's like, that's probably a good idea, sir. apparently this guy didn't have, like, I overheard him say, I told you last time, if you didn't get this fixed, I wouldn't next time. And I'm like, this guy's fucked. So then he goes, no. And he called for a tow truck and had this guy's shit fucking pounded, like gone.
Dude, so he recognized him.
Yeah. Apparently
that's crazy.
Yeah. He had a police motorcycle hard on for this.
Yep. And all he needed him to do was go five over the speed, just go over the speed limit, and that was an excuse to pull him over. And then it was on.
Your number, bitch.
Yeah. So I had to. Then I had to put in for a refund.
Motor officers. Oh my god! I never wanted to be a motor officer. Can I tell you a story that may or may not be true?
Okay. Sure.
Tell us this tall tale.
I had heard that somebody once You know when the pocket bikes were popular?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That somebody had once ridden up next to like a 14-year-old kid who was riding one and was refusing to stop. And so he pit maneuvered him with his boot.
Just fucking clicked him. Shit.
That's amazing.
This is a 14.
I 100% believe that because door checking used to be a fucking thing. Get up close to a suspect and just fucking pow with your door.
Oh my God. Mm.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, my dad. Oh, you guys, my dad. It's tough when our heroes start to decline, you know? And my dad is starting to, he's still relatively healthy. He's not like, he does not cancer or anything, you know. Mm-hmm. Matt's dad battled. But he's having that cognitive decline where you're like, should we start talking about Alzheimer's or are you just get senile? You know, that conversation.
Right, right.
I think knowing your dad, he's just fucking with you.
Well, that's my opinion. Surgeries. He had to get two surgeries. He's in his probably early to mid 70s.
Right.
He had to get two surgeries in a row and a procedure. And all of a sudden, he's like Joe Biden, like level.
Like, oh, shit.
Like, whoa, what happened? And so my stepmom, she's like, well, so I found out, I had to read about this. It's called post-operative cognitive decline or disorder or whatever. Okay. So basically all the drugs and stuff they gave him during surgery put his system out of whack. And he's having some cognitive decline that's going to have to rebound. So it's almost like Alzheimer's-ish symptoms or, you know, so my dad's all of a sudden in this place where he's like getting younger. So anyway, my point being is you watch your heroes, you watch the men who you looked up to, feeling their vulnerability, it starts to make us feel a little more vulnerable. So Matt coming home to his baby girl, that must have felt really good.
Yeah. And I kind of felt bad because like I snuck in bed, but then she like sensed I was there. And then, because this was like 10:30, right? And then it's like, she's like, oh, hey. And then it's party time. And then she got up and pulled me off the bed and started grabbing all these books. So I sat in the corner of our room with a flashlight.
Yeah, but you probably needed that, bro.
Oh, it was great. It was great.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, our buddy over at Things Police C, the podcast and YouTube channel, Things Police C.
Oh, yeah.
He says, motor cops are not to be trifled with. And yeah. He would know. Let me tell you what.
I agree.
Motor cops are definitely not to be trifled with. When you're,
I mean,
you're
I used to watch Chips. I know this.
Wait.
Oh, when they pull you over,
this might be the perfect place to tell a war story that's not actually a war story.
Fire away.
I might not be the right person to tell these stories. So, Matt, you were present for both of these. Marco, you were present for one of these.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Matt, Ventura Boulevard.
There's the
Ventura Boulevard, right? Yeah.
There's the Ventura Boulevard. And I remember this clear as day, so if you don't remember, I'll add the fill-ins. But then the other one, Matt, was on Balboa Boulevard in front of McDonald's on our way back to your house, just you and me in my Nova with a case of beer in the pack
seat. Oh, that's right. And we had no business. We had no business having a case of beer at all.
Now that we're here, if we want to tell the stories, we've got stuff to cover. But should we? Let's go to the chat. We'll get through because we're doing our catch up. We're playing catch up, right? We got caught up with Matt getting home, right? Yeah. We're getting through that. Right. Got to catch up with Chuck and Marco. I got to tell you about. Well, I'll just tell you. Easter with my grandson was great. Little kid. I can't share pictures yet, but I will share pictures as soon as I can. So
You could do like people do, and you put the little emoji freaking sunglasses over most of his face.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Or just do the terrorist fucking black line across the
Was there a bunny involved?
Yeah, a little blanket, like the snuggle blanket bunny.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Anyway, all right. So we're moving on. We're got to get going on the show. So Matt, you're home. Happy to see your kid.
Yep, went right back to work on a new show today. Right into the next one.
Marco, you are still alive?
Yeah. If you call it that. I'm hanging on.
Matt missed last week.
I did.
He died temporarily. So we've got some things to talk about that are left over.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some new things to talk about. And I don't even know are we talking about P. Diddy being a sex trafficker? Are we talking about?
We're talking about did he do it? Or did he do it?
Is he a
definitely P. did Meek Mills?
Is he a P. Diddler? Can we just change his name to P. Diddler?
P. Diddler. Oh man!
Hey, Puffy and Diddy both work because he's puffing and he's diddling.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. You said something in the chat that said, "Don't watch this yet."
Yes.
I want a live reaction. So that has me, my curiosity peaked because I can't go a whole nother week not watching what you said.
No, so I want to get to that. That's as we get towards more towards the end. This is like leading into single moms and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Gotcha.
So that's it's kind of the end topic. So I want to catch up with, we need to catch up with the news before we get to a topic because there's so much shit going on, boys.
Did they find? Do we know where is Diddy still in Miami, or did he actually flee the country?
I think he tried to. He has not fled, and just because he was leaving the country at the same time as you were looking for him does not mean he was fleeing.
Right. We had this plan set.
You know, it was an unsuccessful vacation.
Something came up. But have they? I don't think that at this moment there's been any criminal charges filed against him, right?
No. And we don't know. When they say sex trafficking, we could be talking about women. We could be talking about not.
Yeah. Well, Ashton Kutcher got freaking subpoenaed. Whatever his last name is. Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, I don't doubt it, dude. I mean, for I don't think case? It's about women. I think it's.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Here's the thing. I would love to hear in the chat. I would love to hear from our listeners. I would love to get emails on this subject. Team Curtis, we all know we've tackled this subject way early on on the Manstalgia podcast. We all know. Team Curtis, personally, for those of you in the chat, for those of you that listen to the show on the regular, we don't just tease him because he doesn't go at it with Chuck because he does it for a bit because it's funny because he knows that it helps the show and it's hilarious and he knows us in real life. Okay. I'm sorry to dispel the myth, but he has also been on the show because he was a child actor. And with everybody talking about, again, something we need to talk about, the Nickelodeon documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if you guys are looking at the screen right now, I put up Team Curtis's quote. And it says, I spent 5 years screaming at the top of my lungs about Hollywood Hills parties, and nobody wants to listen. And he's right. He has been yelling about stories that child actors that he knew and grew up with have told him. But unfortunately, Team Curtis isn't Candace Cameron. You know, he's not one of the Olsen twins. You know, he's not Edward Furlong.
Well, at least his butthole's intact.
As far as
so he claims.
Except for that one time. Anyway.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Love you. Love you.
So anyway, my point being, I think we should have an actual episode to seriously discuss that with him and discuss this. So we should all go watch the Nickelodeon documentary.
Someone called Corey Feldman. Let's get him on the show.
Oh, no. we can't. That's just a bridge too far.
Yeah. The only person that never fucking diddled him was Michael Jackson.
Or so he claims.
Or so. Yeah. Anyway,
on The View.
So what are we? So we've got the Nickelodeon documentary, right?
That view interview, Chuck, with him was fucking something else.
It was wild, bro.
Fuck yeah! Especially when she's all, "Don't say anything. You can get in trouble."
Mm-hmm. He's like, "I don't give a fuck." That dude. Shortly thereafter, he got fucking down out, off of Ventura Boulevard. Got almost carjacked or fucking robbed or some shit and like stabbed with something crazy. And he called the police on it, and it was just the fucking most wild thing to talk about. Like, it was a wild interview.
Well, I don't know who Brian Peck is. I got to watch this documentary. So we have to put a pin in this. So my thought would be, let's go watch this documentary.
Okay.
And then let's have Scotty back. And we can talk about this. Maybe via phone, like if he calls into the show. Right? Yeah. I don't know. What are we thinking? Because I don't want Scotty to out himself. Like, he deserves his anonymity.
Phone works.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, just an idea.
If he's cool with it,
shout it from the rooftops, and I want to give him the rooftop to shout it from, as always. So the Nickelodeon documentary dropped. There's all kinds of, like, where do we even start? I sent you guys a bunch of articles and stuff as we were going through it, and I don't know, like, how do we even get through the girl with the conjoined twins? The two-headed girl is married.
Yeah, I have so many fucking questions.
To two different people?
No.
To
one person. Just one of the heads is married to a guy.
Yeah. And so now here's the, I guess, the...
Oh, fuck.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about the vet who married the fucking two-headed fucking chick, right?
Welcome.
Is he seeing a chick on the side?
What? Yeah, absolutely.
He absolutely is.
Wife and seeing, he's and got a side, a chick on the side. A chick on the side.
They have two separate brains and shit, but they got a set of everything else between the two of them.
So the reason I'm bringing this up is because apparently there was a fake tweet out there.
Okay. Hit me.
That was from the twins. Apparently why are we? What's going
Someone
on?
Someone asked a question.
He's looking in the comments. Sorry.
Okay. And are you Matt? Are you back on comments? And
yes.
I ignore them again. Because I'm ignoring them.
Log in.
Okay. I'm gonna ignore them now. Anyway, we have these two.
She looks pissed.
So we have these girls.
That's just a droop.
And I know I'm on record. I'm literally on record saying this is a two-headed girl.
Okay, but which one did he marry? Do we know? Right head or left head?
I don't know which one is. Is it the one on the left?
That's smiling bigger?
The one that's further away. Oh, the one that's not stuck in between like Clark Griswold's mother on Christmas Vacation.
Oreo.
She's
getting raped every night, dude.
It's going to suck.
No.
Okay. Wait, so here's the tweet. So I have to share the fake tweet.
Bro, how do you get a blowjob and have not the second one not be involved? You know what I'm saying? How are you not married to both? You know what I'm saying? Like,
dude, imagine that.
You want nothing to do with your nuts. I tell you. Okay.
Well, he's getting a blowy from his wife, and then the other poor girl's just got her face buried in his right fucking thigh.
Funny you should say that.
Funny you should say that. Okay, what's up?
Because okay. So here is what came up on my newsfeed as I was looking into this story for the show. A tweet from Brittany and Abby Hensel that says, "Because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you.
Yes, I
have sex with my husband. Yes, I go down on him.
Okay.
Yes, my sister Brittany is there.
Well, that's a given.
And I orgasm as one. But when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast. So she just puts the pleasure out of her mind.
Oh, my God. That's real?
This is not real. This can't be real. This can't be real.
Oh, and they can't be real, dude.
This can't be real. You can try to fucking bullshit me and tell me.
I'm getting raped, dude.
I put it in my... She's over there, like, doing this.
Her head's going back.
And like, how do you perform? How do you fucking perform? You're sitting there, like, trying to do your best fucking, you know, old school porn hand on the hip fucking, you know, thrust. And then you're looking down, and you got fucking one of them, you know what I'm saying? Just sitting there, like, ho-hum. Oh, yeah, okay. This is a real fucking page turner. You know what I'm saying? Like, at what fucking point in time you're like,
gah, gah. Does he put the sheet over her head?
Oh my God. Like,
or like
what? Do they make a paper bag like large enough to like for how both of you, the heads? You know,
but dude, how can you be having sex with somebody with the same head? What if he like makes eye contact with her midway through? Like, are they getting an argument over
this? Can you imagine
if their gag reflex is connected?
That's what I'm saying. If you're dicking one fucking down and one of them's like, the other one's like, oh, like, no reason. Yeah, like, reading the book.
You know? Seriously, I'm gonna throw up.
AC just the asked something one. That I just asked. Like, yeah, what?
Dude, oh my God, can the second one coach? You know what I'm saying? Like, were you like being romantic with your wife, if you will? You know what I'm saying? Because the second one's like, she would like it if you moved your hand a little to the left. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she's like, I'm not fucking moving my hand.
But imagine if the other one is like, when the guy's not in the room, she's like, I fucking swear to God, Brittany, he was looking at me. The whole time.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, he wasn't. Your head is right next to mine. No, I swear to God, Brittany, he was looking at me.
He locked eyes with me.
He locked eyes with me. Right. Oh my God. Dude.
Oh. Did you watch the first dance?
Now, what if the other one, what if the other one wants to marry somebody else?
This is another question.
If you got to share a pussy,
then you got to move to Utah.
There are movies about this.
Oh, one husband goes in the
other one.
Yeah, I was gonna say one, but yeah.
Oh man,
the first dance, their first dance, it was on the internet, and the inside one, the one that doesn't look like she's having fun. I guess that was Abby. I guess her face was like this.
Oh
yeah, and then in all the photos, she's smiling, but you could tell like her face was buried in his fucking armpit.
Hey, AC has a really good question. Really good question, Matt. Put it up.
Literally already did after I already asked the same question. You guys need to just keep track of shit. But I'll put it up again. What if the wife... Oh, no, this is another... Yeah, what if the wife consents, but the sister doesn't?
Right.
Like,
right.
I mean, how is that marriage even okay? It's they're two.
Here's the thing. What if one hand allows backdoor entry and the other one doesn't?
Oh,
simultaneously.
But here's the argument.
Go ahead.
They're teachers, and they do not get paid as two separate teachers. They get paid as one entity.
Right. So they're a two-headed girl.
There you go.
Well, yeah, because they can't teach separate classes at the same time.
You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right, but two brains, two sets of knowledge.
Yeah,
two
different people they're saddled with. Both heads are satisfied by the same digestive tract, so they only have one set of bills.
Listen,
two-headed girl.
If they get kinky, do each one of them have a safety word?
Right. I mean.
Right. No, it's probably would be meatloaf. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Wow. He just took us to bat out of hell. Okay. Got it.
So our next. So our this is the. Do we need to look at the video that Matt sent in,
bro? If that's your bro.
Wait, are we still?
If your homie is the dentist, you know what I'm saying? Man, like, if we gone to fucking school with that motherfucker, we'd just be like this. Bro.
So does that make him a saint or a fucking weirdo?
Weirdo.
Well, he's a
weirdo.
Okay.
Weirdo, yeah. Bro.
That's like, so my wife and I have this conversation often.
right? You see those people, like, they marry a really a little literal dwarf, or they marry like a person with Downs or something like that, or they're with that person with Downs. Like, does it make them a good person, or does it make them someone with a really kinky, weird, creepy fetish?
Well, hold on a second. If you marry a midget, but you're not packing heat, if you're packing a Vienna sausage,
so here's the deal. Here's what's going to happen.
It's a necessity.
You guys are going to debate this. Okay, so here's the deal. I keep this conversation going because I have a video. Then I'm going to bring back to you in a few seconds. I'm going to dip out to find it. You guys debate this very topic because I want to come back with a video that I saw the other day, and I went, "Oh my god, I don't know how to. I literally don't know how to feel about this." So we've got a couple of topics. Yeah.
Neither does Abby.
Hold on, I'm gonna find it.
Okay. So
He did dipped.
He did dip. Yeah.
I mean, he could have just like, okay, wow, that's weird.
No, it's okay. It's okay. There's things happening.
Right. So guy.
The guy.
We're talking about him. Weirdo.
I don't understand how you. I mean, look, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and to each their own, and everything.
That's right.
But out of all the women in the world, so let's back up. They dated, right?
Right.
So, I think
Do we know how they met?
I don't know. Plentyofheads.com. I mean,
Shit. Do you have to? Do you do two separate Tinder profiles?
That's it. The whole thing is really confusing.
It's the super confusing
because they're two
completely individual.
They're two complete individual
personalities,
two separate brains, two separate personalities.
Yep.
But one they body. Share the same body.
Body. Right.
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 So I would have loved to. There has to be an interview with this whole trio. Because I want to know the conversation that her and her sister had while side-eyeing each other. Because I don't know, can they really actually look in each other's face? I mean,
I don't.
You could see your ear or something, like the side of the cheek.
But like the conversation that had to go down, like, oh, I love him, I want to get married. But like I said, then she's like, she just had to go along with it.
To an extent, yes. It'd be hard to, it would be really hard to argue that. No, you know, she just wants her sister to be happy. I'm like, well, yeah, that's all going along with it, you know? If she's not attracted to him, because if you're somehow, some way able to marry them both, you know, kind of situation.
But then you know, would that be marrying two people?
I think you'd have to, I don't think
person with two different brains.
You could argue that, you know, saying like you as far as law is concerned, you could argue that, but I don't think anybody would, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'd be the real asshole if they found true love. You know what I'm saying? If they found true love together, someone's gonna take the pillow talk has been so good.
Oh shit!
Oh, cat's back. Okay,
the pillow talk has to be so creepy.
But not me,
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, this is not a joke. I'm gonna play this. This is not a joke.
Okay.
Okay. Boys.
Yes.
I. Presented without comment.
Go.
I'm not saying this is not a bit. This is just I came across this and I showed it to my wife and I went, I have questions and most of them are internal. Okay. So this is the thought provoking. I'm sorry, I have to get this big enough. Sorry. I was not prepared. All right. Here we go. This is a video put out by for World Down Syndrome Day.
Oh, okay. Oh boy.
But I cannot drink a margarita. So you don't serve. Hey bartender, you assume that I cannot drink a margarita. So you don't serve me a margarita? So I don't drink a margarita. Your assumption becomes reality. And parents, you assume that I cannot live on my own. So you don't.
Sorry, wait a minute. Before we continue, I think it's only fair to tell the people listening, the girl talking to the camera has Down syndrome.
Right.
Okay. So this is not, this is a Down syndrome person. She says something and then they cut to a scene of her doing it and not doing it. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
I don't,
let me, I'm theater of the mind. Here we go. Okay.
I don't mean to be a dick, but can't you tell by the sound of her voice?
She could have just had a speech impediment, but that's okay.
But it's also just mild.
He's clarifying. We're just clarifying. We're just clarifing.
Okay. We're just giving our audience the clue that they don't have to wonder.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Maybe she got stung by a bee and her tongue was swollen.
You totally could. Okay, go ahead, Tom.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
All right. Here we go. Let's try again.
Hey, bartender, you assume that I cannot drink a margarita, so you don't serve me a margarita? So I don't drink a margarita. Your assumption becomes reality. And parents, you assume that I cannot live on my own, so you don't encourage me to live on my own, so I don't live on my own. Coach, you assume that I cannot hit harder, so you don't train me to hit harder, so I don't hit harder. And teacher, you assume that I cannot learn Shakespeare, so you don't teach me Shakespeare.
Old McDonald had a farm.
So I don't learn Shakespeare. E-I-E-I-O. But hey, if all your assumptions become reality, then assume that I can drink a margarita. Will you serve me a margarita?
So I drink a margarita. Who shot the soda?
Assume that I can live on my own. So I live on my own. Assume that I can hit harder. So I hit harder. Assume that I can learn Shakespeare. So, what fool would these mortals be? I learned fucking Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Girl. You assume I can swear, right? Assume that I can do that job. That I can go to parties. That I can have sex. That I can be on stage. Assume that I can. Okay. So maybe I will.
Hey. I gotta say one thing. Two things. One, I think she likes grilled cheese and she makes them at night. Two.
Oh my cake is God. Cake,
even if it's special.
What is wrong with you?
No, it's a well known fact that a lot of Down syndrome people
it's
like
cake is cake, even cheese. If it's crumbled.
No. That's right. The one that has the fucking fucked up legs.
No.
This one's a special cake. Cake is cake, bro. Even if it's special, bro.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
She probably makes a mean fucking grilled cheese, though. I'd be down to have her as a chef.
What?
Sandwiches? Oh, my God. What? What was this video like?
Someone got it. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Shane Gillis is the man, so, dude.
What was this video
for? Oh, I get it. What was this video for?
World Down Syndrome Awareness Day 2024.
Okay.
Dude, fucking let's go get some Downies drunk and fucking cheers.
Did you say Downies? Party.
Yeah.
Well, wow. you're aware that there is a restaurant in England. It's a dessert place. It's like a coffee house dessert place.
Yep.
And I would literally go to England just to eat at this place because we have a restaurant here. We have a local restaurant here, and they do specifically try to employ people with Down syndrome. And that's good. Their opportunity. That's awesome. Some people are going to say it's an opportunity for Down syndrome, and other people are going to say, well, that's their hook. Right. But I prefer to think of it as, hey, you know what? These people are awesome, and somebody deserves to give them a chance. And finally, Matt disappeared because he froze a minute ago. Anyway, so that's Brownies and Downies. You can look them up on Instagram. Brownies and Downies.
Yeah,
is
the Brownies,
yeah. They've put out videos and stuff about them.
Look,
several times.
I don't think it's wrong if you're attracted to someone who's got their shit together. Like, so there's different levels of people who have Downs, right? Or Down syndrome or whatever. Yep. There are certain levels, right? And some
absolutely
have to go to an adult daycare. There are some that are fucking smart. They're fucking doctors. They have PhDs.
Absolutely.
Shit like that. They're very intelligent. And you can't lump everyone into the same category and the same put them in the same fucking box just because they have Down syndrome. Right. There are some, there are regular people that have fucking mental incapacities. And it's to say that you can't be with someone who's regular is crazy. Someone to say you can't be with someone who downs is crazy because they all have different mental capacities.
Bro. The people in the chat can laugh if they want to. I'm going to tell you right now, I would 100% eat at this restaurant every day of the week and twice on Sunday. That looks like the most friendly wait staff I've ever seen in my fucking life. And I would be more than happy to tip them over so their life would be fucking magical.
They're because the Labrador.
This is what? What?
They're like happy fucking dogs, like labs or Labrador retrievers.
Oh my god!
Fucking like super happy all the time to see you.
The opinions of Chuck are not those necessarily of the rest of the podcast.
Dude, they have a better life than we do, bro. They have a way better life. Way better fucking life. They're always happy.
We here in the Locker Room Podcast do not always agree. Disclaimer right about
now. But I'm just saying, I'm on their side.
Oh, they are there now.
I'm on their side, dude.
Okay. Let's just move on.
I'd love it, dude. I would eat there. Hell yeah, bro. I'd give them like a fucking 30% tip.
Okay. All right. Oh, man.
I love
what I thought was interesting though is they threw in there that she can get drunk and she can have sex.
Yeah,
and it's very
sex scene was not needed. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Sex scene.
There's different levels of downs though.
Yeah,
there is.
Yes, there is. Down syndrome is a spectrum, just like a lot of other issues. Right.
100%.
Anyway. So there we go. So we're at the point where we probably have to watch this video that I
told Chuck, you. Would you fuck a downy?
But I want to talk to you about, I have this other,
100%.
Things. Wait.
Helmet or no helmet?
Damn it.
Please. Obviously that's fucking wrong, dude. No helmets. That's like I said, their capacity is different for each one. Like you got that one, that chick's like, give me a fucking margarita. I'm my own fucking person. I live on my own. Yes. Okay,
somebody write this down. Somebody put this in the chat because we are not going to get to this tonight.
Okay, go. What is it, Thomas? What is it?
Cake is cake, bro.
So there is a police. Okay. So let me ask you guys a question. There is a police academy where a bunch of departments share the same police academy.
Wait a minute. Right? Does Jonesy and Mahoney go there?
Multiple cops, one cup, or what?
So. Apparently the man hired a year ago to run the academy, the Commandant Lessard,
Commandant Lessard
is Commandant Russard, and he is Asian.
Stop it. I read this fucking thing.
No, dude, stop it. That's not his name.
Is Commandant. No, his name is, Major Wilson Lee. Okay.
Wilson's not his real first name. Go ahead.
So all the I can tell you is give his birth name if you guys. He was born Li Wai Shun.
Outstanding.
Li Wai Shun fascination. Anyway,
what? Where is this podcast?
Oh my god, going? That's as bad as Rural Rimmin.
All right. Moving on.
Okay. Anyway, so please get us out of here quickly.
Oh, when Major Wilson Lee issued the certificates from the academy to the chief to sign for their graduation, the chief sent them back saying they were unacceptable.
Okay.
Because the Major Wilson Lee had signed them with Chinese characters instead of English letters.
Oh, okay. He signed his own name.
I was gonna say as a signature.
Yes,
but your signature is your signature. You
Right.
Okay. Matter.
So he signed. So this is what I want to talk about. So we're going to get into this next week because we don't have time this week because we have to get to the thing I told you not to watch because we have to put that video on. So we're going to talk about the fact that now not only did they request, not only did the police academy refuse to issue new certificates, that police academy, in fact, told that city, you are not allowed to send recruits to our academy anymore.
Yeah, get fucked.
Get fucked. So we're gonna talk about that issue next week. But somebody, who did I say? Chuck, are you producing tonight? So you're going to write that down, that we're going to revisit that next week? Because somebody's got to write
it. Yeah.
Okay, good. Who's producing?
I read the whole fucking story.
Shit.
Yeah, all right. Did.
So
yeah.
It was a big, it was kind of a cool story. Yeah. So here's the video that I didn't want you guys to watch because as we lead it, so we go pretty tough on the single mom, like scandalous woman of the internet, all that stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. We go hard on them.
Oh, trying to say. My point being is that I found this video and I wanted to share it with you guys because I thought that it was pretty poignant as far as.
Ooh, poignant.
Yeah.
Is it poignant. Starting around Jeremy? Go ahead. It's a
fucking SAT word. Hold on. Here we go. So I have this video up. It's another podcast. I don't know who Officer Tatum is, for the record. I know there's a lot of officer. There's
oh, that sounds familiar. So I know so many cop
podcasts that have sprung up.
I recognize that
name. We know some of them. We try to we're trying to just do our own thing, right? Anyway, my point being, I don't know who this guy is, but I do know that he shared this video, and in it, I'm glad I found him because he had a clip that I want to share with you guys because I thought this was worth talking about as we go into our single mom segment.
I like this guy. He's fucking legit.
With me on this right now, but I fully believe on the OnlyFans side, what we have is a group of women who are desperate to be known intimately, but have been wounded most likely by fathers or other males in their lives. So they're seeking the immediate validation of being known because it also keeps them in power. And what you can't touch, you can't hurt. And what you can't know, you can't hurt. And if I don't let you love me, then you don't have permission to hurt me. But I also get the attention and the affirmation, and I'm in control. And in a culture that seems to celebrate women's empowerment, the only empowerment is through attention and the dollar. So they're actually slaves to their physical form. And they're only worth something until they're not. And the problem with that is then their identity becomes disposable to the dollar.
I know. So I can play his reaction, but I want to hear your reactions.
It's hard to argue against that.
It's pretty fucking solid.
It's a very cold, broken, factual. I mean, it's hard because on the other side, some people say, oh, it's a good way for me to make money, blah, 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 so on and so forth. But however, yes,
so you are correct.
Again, you know, they're not wrong. Yes, absolutely. You can use your body again, you know, for you, make your money, doing stuff. But again, you are slaved. Yes, you're still depending on that. You're still depending on your looks. You're still selling your looks. You're no different than a fucking stripper. You're just doing it on OnlyFans.
Okay, now, how does that relate to a hot bartender who shows a lot of skin, pretends to be available but never is available, and uses that to get extra tips at a bar?
The same way you...
Is that relatable to that? Or
the same way slapping someone with your open hand is not hitting someone with a stick?
I'll tell you why it is. Because we've all made fun of career bartenders. Because this comes at a certain point in time. This comes at a certain point in time as a bartender where you look at that person and be like, oh, okay, she's working at a roadhouse now. You know what I'm saying? She's working, you know, she's working at that noon, you know, that noon, like the lunch shift at that dive bar where all the older folks go, you know, during the daytime. And then during the nighttime, when they get the DJs in, there's a whole younger crowd that comes in. So yes, it's very relatable because as you get older and those looks and those, what you're relying on, same thing, what you're relying on, it starts to fade. your novelty, right? Your novelty fades as well too, and you have to shift. And they do, and you see it. You say, we've talked about this before. We call them career bartenders. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Random dive bar. You have like the two, three young ones, and you have like the older. I'm not gonna say old, but the older veteran. It was just running with them, rampant. Ireland's, you know what I'm saying?
Like, had three bartenders that we all knew by name, because we had been going to them for years, and they had relationships with people that had been going to that bar for decades.
I mean, you wind up working at a hotel bar. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? Go ahead.
I'll say two things. One, there's a lot of old bitches on fucking OnlyFans. Two, I think it's a spectrum. I think there are some chicks on OnlyFans who are there because they don't feel like they're beautiful, and they don't feel like they have what it is. So they put themselves out there to have that reaffirming action of other men and people out there saying, you're beautiful, you're pretty, I want to pay to see you naked. And that makes them feel better about themselves. But then on the other flip side, there are fucking girls who know that they are fucking smoke shows, and they're like, just gonna fucking capitalize on it. So I think I don't think you can lump them into one fucking box and say all the women on OnlyFans have daddy issues and have fucking blah 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 whatever. There are some that on there.
There are probably some women on OnlyFans that are literally sociopathic, like cold hearted, like I'm cool.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Like it's fine. I don't have attachment issues. I'm cool with it. If that's you, that's you.
I have fucking problems.
Maybe you'll be a successful CEO one day or a surgeon, because they are also emotionally detached, logical. Like it takes all kinds, right? Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It takes all kinds. So we're not, I don't want to sit here and disparage anybody for their personality. I want to talk shit about you for your decisions.
You got to do what you got to do, man. But at the same time, it's like, you know, there's inherent risks, I guess I'll say.
Yeah, with whatever choices you make. Their kids are getting booted out of private school because they pull up to pick their kids up from private school with their OnlyFans accounts on their back windows.
Oh, yeah.
Their SUV. Well,
let me ask you guys this question.
Okay, go ahead.
What about the moms that are getting fucking booted from those schools who don't broadcast they have an OnlyFans, but the horny fucking dads that are there know that they do and spread that shit that's not made public? I mean, it's made public because of social media, but they're not putting it on their car and they're not broadcasting. They're not getting billboards and stuff, yet their kids, and they're still losing their jobs, and their kids are fucking getting booted out because they do have a side hustle that just so happens to show their tits on the side.
You know why they're getting booted? You know why they're getting booted?
The wives of the...
Because bitches hate.
Yep.
Because bitches hate.
It's the wives of the dads at the school that catch the dads watching the other mom. Look,
I'm
going to
tell you... That who the fuck is that? That's Cindy from fucking pickup.
Yep.
This is a two... Chuck just opened a can of worms into a problem that goes back like thousands of years in human biology. You got two things, right? You got women that you guys said women hate. They're going to look at this girl and be like, how dare you look at her? Why? Her breasts are a quarter of an inch higher than mine. Is that it? Is that what is it about? What is it? The shade of pink? What is going? They will dissect, right? There's that. I get it. But there's also another component.
That's when you wish as a guy, Thomas, hold on a second, where you can say like, you know what it is, honey? When I look at her picture, she ain't doing all that you just did. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? When I go on her OnlyFans, she's not sitting here bitching and complaining like you're just doing right now. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah. But there's also the people that have to do it for attention, right?
100%. I've met enough strippers and porn stars in my career to know that there are some like ones that are in it for quick money to advance themselves, to like invest into other things. And they do invest. They do invest. They, you know, saying like they make their money start working for them. They want to pulling away from that, pulling out. Pulling out of that, making their money work for them, and go do something else. But again, like the career, you know, saying like the career bartenders, there's some that fall into that, fall into the money, and just get, kind of get stuck there.
So here's where I want to inject. God damn it! I was trying to avoid.
Yeah,
there it is. I will do it to myself.
All right.
Okay. Sorry. I want to put forth. God damn it. okay. How about if I propose? Oh, that can't. That's
no. Yes. Something that will never happen. A solution
that I think it's like when people like us get together, we can solve the world's problems because we're reasonable. We go, what if this side did this and this side did this? And we go, oh, yeah, you know, that'd work for everybody involved. Let's do that. Boom. If we could just be like, yes, that I think we're pretty successful. We have had a good track record over the years. And one of the things I think we could look at in this situation is we could say, okay, look, if you want to have a side hustle on OnlyFans, can we agree that you are allowed to make money off of pictures of your private parts on the darkest, deepest parts of the internet? Can we agree that you're allowed to do that? If we agree that you're allowed to do that, can you agree that it is not something you should broadcast to the rest of the world so that you're son and his friends can see your private parts on the internet at school by doing a little creative digging on their Chromebooks? Like, can we at least agree that if you're going to make money off of it, you have to hide it, because not hiding it can do damage to real people that aren't you?
Well, the problem is you can't hide shit on the internet. Like, it's there. How can you hide it?
That's my point. I'm not talking about the practical aspects of how you would do it, not the ABCs of securing, right? Like, how do you partition your social media accounts? Like, and here's the thing. If you're a dad and you find her on the site, you're forbidden from, you know, sharing that information because you found it on the dark web. Like, keep it if it was kept separate and nobody talked about it to the kids, I think that would be a place where I'd be like, well, it's nobody's fucking business, because literally that shit is locked down tight.
Well, what about the women that have those accounts and they never show their face?
Again, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I
think that
there's a lot of fetish stuff out there.
It's anonymous and you're not putting it in people's face. Then I have a hard time telling people they can't have a side hustle. Whether I, and this is the shitty part about my personality, is because, guys, I don't agree with this. I think it's sad that women would have to have an OnlyFans. I think this is terrible.
Women.
I can't.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me ask you this. If you could do what the women are doing and rake in that money, would you?
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, fucking ain't right. I would.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking balls to the wall, dude. Balls deep, dude. I'd fucking whip that shit out in a heartbeat.
I'm going to say that Rocky Horror Thomas would have said yes.
No.
Dude, I'm
out. That was that, but
no, bitches honestly, make $1 million.
It was always a line I would never have crossed.
I would say this, like, look, it with any kind of job or any kind of hustle that you do, there's inherent risks, and that's part of this part, and part of that, that's the job that they take on. Obviously, you guys being, you know, first responders and police officers know that you know above anybody else about inherent risk to the job, right? It's completely different. Obviously, the risks that you guys face are completely different. Well, I don't know.
Right, but when you drive up
naked, greased up guys running next to you,
OnlyFans account addresses written on your back windshield for the other soccer moms and dads to see. And
have
the
you
other
seen that? See? I've like literally never seen that in LA. I'm not saying it doesn't exist.
There's a case in the news where the mom is suing because her kids got kicked out of school. They said, take your kids fucking out of school because you keep picking them up in line in your OnlyFans card.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just surprised I've never seen it in a city this large that I live. You know what I mean?
By the way, I want to talk
there was a fucking shit who got a billboard.
Michael Vincent, who sent me a message on Instagram and said, hey, I have dedication doing the podcast while my team is playing hockey right now. And I want to say that not only do I have dedication to do this podcast while my team is playing hockey, Matt has dedication to do this podcast when he just got home from a trip across country. Marco has dedication to do this podcast when he's like seconds away from falling asleep.
Fuck yeah, the entire night. God bless you. Chuck
is awesome for doing this podcast because also he was coaching right up until we flipped the switch and went live. So I got sent that message. I just wanted to acknowledge that you guys give just as much out of your time to make this happen for people. So let's find ways to support the show. Let's do that. Because now we're starting to, you know, make
yeah, laugh. Subscribe to my OnlyFans. It's Chuck
Ron. No, no, no.
Chuck, did you just drop him? Did you just drop him?
Hey, it's Chuck Bronson. 69.
No, no, no. No, will not.
See CheckSnipples.com.
It's not going to happen ever, ever, ever.
I fucking Gmail.
No, oh, West End last night was sick. Rangers Devils. If you guys ever, if you guys want to see what it looks like to have five fights going on the ice.
Oh God! Right when it first started.
Like, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I missed it, bro.
All right.
The New Jersey Devils.
So once here we are once again.
Oh fuck! I'm tired.
You're tired.
Yeah.
That's okay. What she said.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Tip, if you ever get into an argument with your wife, start taking off your clothes. She'll immediately get a headache.
I glanced over at this comment and my brain said 8 men ejaculated in 2 seconds. It says 8 men ejected in 2 seconds.
I got
it. That's where I went with that.
I got
damn, that. Dude. We I'm have dirty minds. Fuck.
So I have this is one of those boys, you know what to do.
Oh, sick.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, God.
All right. So here, I'm gonna share a photo, and I want to say once again.
Read some single sluts.
That's
what I'm trying to get to. Yeah, I ran across a Facebook page called The Poor Single Mothers Are At It Again.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the one
that we just fucking we get stuff fuck from.
Yeah, dude.
Gold. Yeah. There's some gold.
Can you guys send me a link to that? I haven't fucking.
I got you.
Okay, here we go.
I got you, bro.
All right, dude. That's what I've been sharing with you, Margo.
Yeah. Send me a Reddit.
All right, here we go. My name is. Oh shit. My name is Angelica Dabella Lira. I'm a 35-year-old spicy Latina. Incarcerated in the WCCW.
I'm sorry.
I'm looking.
They have internet privileges.
I'm looking for someone.
Prison wallet, bro. That bitch loose as fuck.
I'm looking for someone who can mentally stimulate me and not into the games. I'm seeking someone authentic who is ready to settle down and someone who I can laugh with. I was born and raised in San Diego, California.
Well, vagina.
Thank you, boys. I was so hoping somebody would do it. Since my incarceration, I have worked my way up to a bachelor's degree.
Okay, that's impressive.
So I'm not just that. A pretty face. I have a brain.
Yeah, okay. You suck L-O-L. At crime.
L-O-L. I have a brain. L-O-L. I'm very seasoned. I'm very
seasoned. Wow.
And well-rounded. And scary. Well-rounded. I love to laugh and am down to earth. I love to O-O-T-O-O cook. Oh. It's in my DNA, LOL.
What's she cooking?
That bachelor's degree is not paying off with that grammar.
It wasn't in English, that's for damn sure. I'm talented in many areas, but that's something you would have to come and find out. Angelica Dabella Lira, DOC number 369356. All walks of life are welcomed. I will be patiently waiting.
No shit. You can't go there.
State Department of Corrections. Ladies and gentlemen,
she's got no eyebrows.
Real quick question.
She's got no eyebrows.
Real quick question. Shaved. Was this picture taken while she was incarcerated?
Okay.
because that's the picture that's posted.
Flying fuck.
That's what the bachelor's a good. Oh, there's
flying fuck.
Is that a belly button? That looks like two.
That's a belly button, and
definitely a plumper, bro.
Okay.
Hold on. What's that?
I've got more proof of life, homies.
Wait. Go back.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Go back to that picture. Because that looks like, look, it looks like a fucking a home cooked version.
I have more. I have more.
Oh, I'm saying,
you know what state she's in? I'm going to search that.
Washington. Washington State.
Washington.
Throw the DOC number up again.
Washington. I will throw the address up there if you want. This is her. Ready? This is the same. This is ready.
Look, oh, look. This is her?
Yeah, this is her. This is the same lingerie.
Oh, that is, my God.
And I'm pretty sure this is in her
cell. That's inside.
Bro.
Yo, she's on the fucking. Yo, that's in the fucking
cell. That's 100% a cell. That's 100%.
That's in her cell.
Oh, she's doing a photo shoot in the cell block.
What's her? Okay.
Wow.
DOC number, bro. Let's see if she's still incarcerated.
I know it.
I got Washington State pulled up right here. Yo, give me that.
Oh my God, Thomas, give him the fucking DOC number so we can move on, please.
Okay, first shit.
Jesus Christ.
You don't want to know. I give up.
No, I know. I'm just like, let's go.
369-356.
369, bitches, fine. 369, what?
356.
Three, five, six.
Did she give her first and last name?
Yes.
Yeah, both what last names.
It was Angelica.
Angelica.
DeBella Lira hyphen. DeBella hyphen there. Why are we doing this?
He's going down a rabbit hole. Okay, moving on. Next one.
What was the last? What was the second one?
Nope.
Lira.
Lira, all right.
L-A-R-A.
Okay.
All right, Tyler, next one.
So here we go. This is
she's out.
This is what happens.
And on the prowl, that's right.
I would like to share with you guys.
All right, next one.
What happens? This is one of the single moms, anyway. This is what you get if you message her on her profile. Here we go. Here we go. Profile. This is the profile picture plus a little bit of a screen cap of the conversation.
All right.
Allison. 34. Third time's a charm on this app.
Okay.
I hope. Just a single mom trying to meet the future love of my life. Libra, so of course I'm a hopeless romantic. Sweep me off my feet. Only interested in traditional gentlemen who fully provide and take care of the women in their life. Mm,
of course.
So, this man texted Allison, and here's the screenshot. Allison. Okay. So he says, "Hey, Allison, how's your Friday going?" And Allison says, "Honestly, terrible. But
how about you?
How about you? Thank you. sorry to hear that. I'm just waiting around for my flight tonight. I'm a good listener if you want to tell me about your day." Allison texts back, "I'm in the middle of a serious financial
crisis. Here we go.
With here no way out, unfortunately. I started selling my content, trying to get some cash up so I don't get evicted, but that's not even helping enough. Ugh." Ugh. So she replies, "Trying to help me out and buy some content? ? It's like 60-ish pics and vids of me naked or in lingerie, playing with my toys, dildo, butt plug, riding crop, etc., etc."
Is there more?
Traditional gentlemen only.
Traditional gentlemen only.
We don't get to see your content?
Guys.
No, it's 60 bucks.
Pick of that one, huh?
Okay, 60-ish. So, 60-ish.
Give me that ad. I'll fucking get it for free.
Right. Well, let me see if I have. yeah. Okay. There you go.
I'll get it for free.
All right. There you go. This is the screenshot I have.
This is of the Allison chick?
That's her.
I don't know. I don't know. That's the screenshot. I'm not saying that is, but I'm just saying. All right. So that's what we have tonight. And there you go.
That was bad.
Welcome back, boys.
That was bad.
My phone just got
that's horrible.
Horrible.
Did you see my herpes?
My phone got herpes just from that picture.
Oh yeah. By the way, what was it with the fucking Buffalo Bill fucking little robe that she had on?
I don't think I want to know.
Come on now.
We're over talking. That was it. That, like, out of the pictures that you took, that's like the one that you chose.
Apparently,
you know what I'm saying? Out of your lineup, that's the one you chose.
I mean,
well, if you're listening out there, you can choose to send us an email at lockerroommailbag.com. lockerroommailbag@gmail.com.
Lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Checking our voicemail.
Here we are.
Because somehow I got a dump notification on email. We have a bunch of voicemails that are not listened to. Matt, can you get to the bottom of this voicemail issue?
I will.
We also got, I saw that we got an email, I got a text and an email that said that our voicemail is the message. So we got to change the message.
I'm looking on my thing right now and I don't see any notifications for that.
Huh. Yeah, I don't either, but we need to check it.
Well, the phone number is 509-903-9020.
We'll do Big Joke Energy next week.